Beware of deceivers that teach you do not need to be baptized to be saved. They are religionists and sectarians, the ministers of Satan, and they teach doctrines of devils and men. They use the wiles of Satan to make the word of God of no effect by wresting the word of God into a lie. The lie used by the faith only saved by grace deceivers to teach that baptism does not save is in the form of a question. What about the thief on the cross? He was not baptized, but yet he was saved. The question is a cunningly crafted assertion used as their proof that you can be saved without being baptized. Their lie and deceit is easily exposed by asking them a simple question. Where in the New Testament is the scripture that says the thief on the cross was not baptized? You could search the New Testament for 1,000 years and never find a scripture that says he was not baptized. Let's examine the account of the thief on the cross to see if it records he was not baptized. The accounts of the thieves, also referred to as malefactors, that were crucified with Messiah Jesus, can be found in 3 of the Gospels. Matthew chapter 27, verse 38. Mark chapter 15, verse 27. And Luke chapter 23, verse 32. I will use the account in the Gospel of Luke as it contains the most of what is recorded in regards to the thief on the cross. And in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verses 32 to 43. Let me read that to you. And there were also 2 other malefactors led with Jesus to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, If you be Christ, save yourself and us. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, Do not you fear God, seeing you are in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss. And he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Verily I say to you, today shall you be with me in paradise. Not one word in this scriptural record states the thief on the cross was not baptized. Such a statement cannot be found in any of the gospel records of the crucifixion of Jesus Messiah. And without a scripture to prove the claim he was not baptized, it is only a lie. But what can be said for certain is that the thief knew who Jesus was. For the thief called Jesus Lord and knew Jesus was going to receive a kingdom. The faith only saved by grace ministers of Satan have no scriptural proof that the thief was not baptized. But to the contrary, there is proof to infer that it is possible that he was baptized. The knowledge that the thief had of Jesus had to have been taught to him. Is it not also possible that he was taught the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins? Indeed it is. All the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem went out to the preaching of John Baptist and were baptized as recorded in the Gospel of Mark. And let me read that to you. And in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out to him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. God sent Jesus to this earth so that all of mankind could know and believe in truth. Baptism is indeed mandatory to being saved. It is the gift and commandment of God. Religionists and sectarians, ministers of Satan, teach and believe in lies. consider the spiritual gifts of God which are given in a faithful and true baptism. Forgiveness of sins, receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, and being added to the church of Messiah. These gifts are essential to salvation, and there is more. The believer in Messiah Jesus must also be baptized for the dead. For without the baptism of the dead, there can be no resurrection from the dead. The Apostle Paul, in a letter to the disciples of Jesus located in Corinth, writes of the baptism for the dead when confirming to them that there will indeed be a resurrection. And let me read that to you. You can find it in the letter of 1 Corinthians in the chapter 15, verses 20 to 22, and also verse 29. And let me read that to you. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? Paul teaches the disciples at Corinth that there is indeed a resurrection of the dead, and asks them why they were baptized for the dead if the dead do not rise. Paul clearly shows here that in order to be resurrected from the dead, a believer must be baptized for the dead. It is also obvious that the disciples of Jesus were indeed baptized for the dead. If the baptism for the dead is necessary in order to be resurrected from the dead, what exactly is it? Paul clarifies the subject of the baptism for the dead in a letter to the disciples of Jesus located in Rome. And in the letter of Romans, chapter 6, verses 3 to 7. Let me read that to you. Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. In this epistle, Paul writes that when he and the disciples at Rome were buried in the waters of baptism, they were baptized into the death of Jesus, the Messiah. The baptism for the dead, then, is what occurs when a believing and repentant sinner is buried in the waters of baptism. He also states that if a believer has been planted in the likeness of Messiah's death, they will also be raised in the likeness of his resurrection. But consider what Paul wrote. If a believer has been buried with Jesus by baptism into death, then they will be raised. Meaning, anyone who has not been baptized for the dead will not be resurrected to immortality. Only the ministers of Satan would teach that you can obtain resurrection without being baptized. The disciples of Messiah must consider their body crucified and the sinful flesh destroyed, having been made alive to God in the Spirit through Jesus Messiah our Lord. They are no longer to serve sin in the flesh, for they have been freed from it by the baptism for the dead. Did Jesus teach this same doctrine while he was here upon this earth? Let me read to you from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 24 to 26, Jesus speaking here. Verily I say to you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. In the very beginning of creation, when only Adam and Eve walked the earth, they sinned and brought the sentence of death upon the bodies of our flesh. Jesus, the Son of God, reveals a man is as a corn of wheat, that he must die to this flesh to bring forth fruit to God. He must hate the carnal and fleshy life of this world and learn to love and walk a new life in the Spirit. From the very beginning, Jesus the Messiah taught belief in his gospel, repentance from sin, baptism for the remission of sins, and obedience to his commandments. He made it very clear that no one can please God in the flesh, for it is the Spirit that becomes alive. The flesh profits nothing. And let me read also from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 23 to 25. And Jesus said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man's advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? Here in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus teaches that a disciple must take up his cross daily and follow him. The cross is where Jesus sacrificed his flesh and shed his blood. Every day that Jesus walked upon this earth, he knew he was to suffer death to his flesh upon the cross. He also knew that he would be resurrected from death by God his Father. Disciples of Jesus must take up their cross and die to the flesh daily, losing the carnal life and following the path of Jesus to save their spiritual life eternal. As Jesus, the Son of God, asks, what is the profit in striving for that which only perishes? And I'd like also to read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 27, Jesus speaking here, for the Son of God shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Let me read that again. And then he shall reward every man according to his works. Being buried in the waters of baptism is a work of faith in God's word. For God has spoken and has made it so, and therefore must be believed and obeyed. For if death comes first, there is no more space given for this work of faith. You cannot be baptized for the dead once you have died in the flesh and left this world. Please take the time to study and examine his words.